Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Oh, good morning, everyone. A little happy Thursday for you. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, still feeling a little bit under the weather. So
Man. Hopefully
we're going to get him back by tomorrow, if not next week, obviously.
I sent him a personal text, no response, on brand.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So I got to ask, why do you feel the need to check in with him? Like, when you got stuff going on, it's serious. You know, this family stuff.
Because he always does that to me on the side. Always. I got to give him that.
Yeah, but he's probably, like, Steiny, when he's out, I feel like he doesn't want to be disturbed.
Well, what about the one he sent on the group, one that irritated me?
Which
one? Texan, you sick. Hey, then the guys knew this and that, and I remember about the night before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, dude, get better. Theraflu. I'm going to say this, and I'm doing Steiny analytics because we miss you. Effin, I got to believe the guru computer has just spit out 8 years of working with Steiny. I don't think there have been back-to-back sick days.
That's actually
this
a good
dude
point.
Is Cal Ripken.
Yeah, he's usually pretty damn good.
He was.
He was Cal Ripken. Yeah, now we're counting days.
Look at you.
Well, no, okay, look, we're going to get into a lot today. We got, obviously, the Warriors off last night. There was, a pretty revealing article by Anthony Slater.
It was incredible. Willer sent it to me just a minute ago, but we already had read it because you sent it to me.
About the relationship between Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga, which is something they got to rectify this season.
And the Warriors' relationship.
In general, they got to figure this thing out.
Go ahead, yeah, I'm excited.
Well, no, also, look, the San Francisco 49ers got a big game coming up on Monday night. I do want to get into what I think is the biggest difference in franchises between the 49ers and the Panthers. But, Goo, you're in a bad mood today.
I am. Pasta.
You're in a bad mood today.
Can you hear? So, listen, I come in, I'm 50. But I'm in my 50s. I'm hooping.
You coming hot.
Wave game still on point.
Absolutely.
And I don't like being called Unk because I don't know what about my appearance gives off Unk vibes. I'm in there vibing, drinking my Red Bull. I'm trying to quit E. Pasta, the producer today, filling in for you, comes in. It's quiet on the set. We've had a great time. I'm ready to go. Let's call to play. Scripted first 15. And Pasta out of nowhere, Risotto goes, "Hey, Guru." I go, "Yeah, hey, pal. How's it feel to be working with somebody your kid's age?" And I thought to myself, Evan, those are facts. But why at 9:48 on a Thursday before Payday Friday? How long you been holding on to that one? It put me in a mood, E.
Pasta, I got to ask you and bring in real fast. What made you think that was an all right question to ask someone at 9:15 in the morning?
Well, it wasn't that bluntly. And there was some conversation. There was a question I asked before that, and it kind of led up to it. But I don't know. It just came to mind.
I called you my nephew. I was offering help in a certain situation he's got going on. And I was like, you know what? I'm there for you if you need me. Call me if you need me. And then right after that, those were blunts that Snoop Dogg would appreciate.
That's not even a stray bullet.
Evan,
that's just
man, you got to help me today. I just, like,
Sylvester
I'm not running
Stallone.
From the facts, but
bullet to the head.
Evan, I think he thought about that during riding over. He, like, how long you been holding on to that?
Well, a lot of people listen to the show, and Posse is one of them, and he knows some things that you cannot touch, and that's one of them.
I'm all right, though.
I know,
damn,
you're doing good today.
I love my kids. Go ahead.
You're doing better than me today. I'm fighting through it. But, you, I got to say this. Miami might have some pretty women, but they got some ugly basketball down there. That's what we watched last night.
Now, I'm going to say this to that. That was a rock fight brought to you by anybody's chimney. But there was Brick City, but you talked about the Miami Heat. that team last night scoring almost 127 points, and we were talking about, man, where'd this boom come from scoring? So I'm going to put some respect on the Warrior players and youngsters' names for E for effort, because they were making an effort. I was like, are they going to actually pull this out? They didn't. But, Evan, they did something. Or do you think Miami mentally was like, okay, the big three are out. We'll just, you know, we'll play and kind of toy with them and then get them in the fourth. But I was impressed with the effort and the tenacity on defense. And I don't want to get negative. And I think the one quality about me, if you were to speak at my funeral, E, hopefully I'm trying to get to 100. But if you get up, you say he would admit when he was wrong. I think I've overrated some of these youngsters in their individual.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Capabilities on this basketball team, and I'm going at a guy that I love, Moses Moody. He's a catch and shoot dude. He never told us he was nothing else, but when you're out there with the big three, I guess it's easier to maneuver when all the focus is on others. And Evan, I guess I'm holding him, you know, to the standard of get your groove on and put it on the floor and Dwayne Earl Pearl Washington, and that's not who Moody is. And I'm seeing against good defenders That ain't his game. And I guess that was one of my takeaways. Pods, I don't know what's going on. Spencer, I'm not mad. But Evan, those are not, the others are not good, you know, good enough, I don't believe. And that's why my takeaway before I throw it to you is, hey, Doc, and that's all the doctors and the Warriors, when's Kuminga coming back? Because he is the difference maker of our youngsters. And we'll get to this piece by Anthony Slater. But Evan, that was my biggest takeaway. Where's Kuminga?
Well, he's got knee tendonitis. And hopefully he's going to be back sometime during this homestand.
Don't look like he's going to be there tomorrow either.
I don't think he is. But hopefully he's supposed to return sometime during this 5-game homestand, in which you got a lot of time for practice, you got a lot of time for prep, and you got a lot of things that the Warriors haven't had, which is pretty much time. But last night, the Warriors were in that game because of want to. They're in that game because of hustle.
Right.
They're in it because they wanted it more than the Heat. But that doesn't mean that you get to win the game. When you're down to your 14th man and the Heat decide to turn it on, which is what they did in the fourth quarter, that game is theirs.
Right.
And that's why they were down 2 and won by 14, because the moment they decided to start playing basketball, the Warriors were powerless. Which brings me to...
What a word, man.
What I was feeling today watching, thinking about the game last night, I went back and watched it because I had to work last night. I was doing the St. Mary's game.
I sent you the login.
I know. I appreciate that. Although there wasn't a whole lot to watch.
Okay.
The thing about it was, I wonder if the Warriors' young guys are they where they're supposed to be? Are they behind schedule? Do we think some of them are ahead of schedule? Because I'm thinking about the Warriors in comparison to the 49ers. And I think the 49ers this season are ahead of schedule with where I have them. You know, they reset things this summer. They invested in their quarterback. They're injured. They're banged up. I think that if they win on Monday night, they're in the driver's seat to make the playoffs.
Facts.
I think they're ahead of schedule. I don't get the same feeling about the Warriors watching a game like last night, because those are the guys that have to help the dudes who are in street clothes. And I didn't see a lot of it coming.
No,
and maybe it is Kuminga, but I also haven't seen a whole lot from him over the last few games before he got hurt.
No, that's interesting, Evan, and I'll just take a crack at the 49er comp first. I disagree with you, and the reason I disagree with ahead of schedule, my schedule for the Niners coming into this season after 6-11, which was marred by injuries as well, is I hold them to a Super Bowl standard, And I'm starting to think that window is closed by injury and the fact that they blew two opportunities, if not more, to play in more Super Bowls than the two, neither here nor there. But, Evan, if I ask you who were the two most disappointing players in the playoffs last year for the Warriors, when I do that to the in the streets, at the barbershops, or my friends, you know, I get a lot of, oh, and Steiny, oh, Goo, you're unfair because I came for Moody and Potts, who I thought Potts had a great second half of the season coming back from that abdominal strain. Moody, I thought, had a breakout season. But when they played the Rockets, Evan, I didn't recognize those guys, but I was told to go sit down in the corner, shut up, and that was going to be the peel for it's going to be greater later. And I'm just wondering, to your question, have they peaked? I'm not mad at them, but now I'm saying – maybe they're not enough, and it's irresponsible for me to think that they have, you know, higher ceilings. So as this older group with Steph, Dre, and Jimmy are going to try to shock the world, we need more, E. And maybe it's unfair that I'm looking at Moody, and now I'm just, you know, looking at his game, not getting mad at him, but like, damn, okay, this is what you have. You don't have that. And Pods, I don't know what's going on with Pods, man. I really feel like they're not ghosty, but – something happened with him hearing what people were saying and the people that were saying it might be his teammates or whatnot. Neither here nor there. The bottom line is what the Niners have, the Warriors have for the future is Jonathan Kuminga. And he was not out there last night. And as he goes, this team is going to go. I believe that. Or January, what's this? Is it the 6th or 16th? 15th. Something's got to pop off and maybe there's a move made. But when you read this article, which we'll get into, I felt like I was watching Young and the Restless, E, my favorite soap opera all time. Shout out CBS. Evan, there's a lot going on with this team behind closed doors, man.
Well, and it's not just because about the young guys. It's also because of the old players. I think the common thread between the Warriors and the Niners is inconsistency. And if you're not consistent in life, how can I consider you trustworthy? How can I consider you good? If I see the highs and I see the lows, I can believe in one or the other, but I got to see it. And to me, they've just been too inconsistent. And it's because of who was off the floor and on the floor last night, to me, for Golden State. And we could talk about one of those guys that was off the floor, Kuminga, coming up in a bit, because it seems like there's only one player that can get through to this guy. There's only one player on this team that he is listening to, that has his ear, and that can hopefully get him to the place where you want him to be, which is contributing to the Warriors.
And I'll say this, see, I think that I'll save it for the other side, but I think there's two. And I'll tell you who the other player is on the other side.
I got you. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Coming up Monday, the Niners take on the Carolina Panthers, and you know where we'll be. That's right, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from Levi's Stadium. Willard and Dibbs get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock. So come on by for great food, great drinks, great experiences, and more importantly, your chance to sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. So go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats are filling up fast. That's 957thegame.com. See you there. We also got a legend, 1975 Warriors champion Clifford Ray, coming up at high noon here on 957 The Game. Looking forward to chopping it up with him. He and the 75 team are going to be honored tomorrow night at the Portland game at Chase Center. So that's why we're talking to him and going to chop it up with a legend. That segment sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.